Well, the Australian share market managed to lift today by approximately 0.7%. The ASX 200 up 40 points and it closed the day at 6,042. We actually kicked off the day a little better than that, up as much as 0.8%. But for most of the day, the market started to fade. And in fact, at around 2 p.m. Sydney time, hit its low, were almost actually completely flat. So quite impressive to see that strong comeback in the last couple of hours of trade. It was also enough to recoup all of yesterday's decline, which was where the market was down about 0.6%. Now, we had a strong lead from global markets last night. Not only is the US share market on a four-day winning streak, but the European markets did well, and also Dow futures are pointing to a slightly better start tonight as well when the US market opens. As far as coronavirus cases go, a mixed bag. I mean, we're still seeing uncomfortably high numbers out of Victoria in particular, 471 new cases announced over the past day, but it's still significantly lower than the record 725 that was announced yesterday. 12 new cases in New South Wales, so still in double digits, but it's essentially exactly the same as what we've had for three consecutive days now. So at least we're not seeing an exponential lift in cases, although there is that risk of that being the case here. But today across the market, we had gains across the market, really. The banks did quite well, lifting as much as 1%. But it really was one company that still managed to keep the market significantly higher, and that was BHP. So at the end of the session, it rose by almost 5%. So it actually added to the improvements we had at around lunchtime. And on its own, it accounted for almost half of the total share market's improvement. So that's important to note when you look at the gains today. If it wasn't for that, the market would have been up by about a third of a percent, which would not have been enough to recoup yesterday's losses. Fortescue Metals, the iron ore miner, up another 1.3%. It's on a four-day winning streak now, very close to reclaim those record highs that were only hit days ago. Retail stocks did well. The standout remained Nick Scali. The furniture group was up about 14.5%. What seemed to push that stock significantly higher was the outlook for the future rather than the profit results that it announced today for the past year. So as far as its outlook is concerned, it expects profits to jump by at least 50% to as much as 60% over the next 6 months, and that's partly because of COVID-19 triggered purchases. Harvey Norman seemed to benefit off the back of that, as did some other companies in similar sort of areas of the market. So it rose about 7.5%, and JB Hi-Fi also jumped up a bit. Some travel stocks did well. Mind you, they did poorly yesterday, but Webjet, Flight Centre and Qantas were up. This seemed to be attributed to some at least positive results from a very early trial of a COVID vaccine out of the US from a company called Novavax. But keep in mind, there's still a very long way to go as far as getting this to market. But at the moment, markets are sensitive enough that when we do get any sort of positive news for either a treatment or a vaccine for the coronavirus, it tends to help all those companies that are really relying on borders to be reopened, in particular international borders. The losers today were mainly defensive stocks. One of the worst remained ResMed, which dropped back about 7.5%. Now, it released its quarterly and annual results today, and while profits and revenue were up substantially over the past 12 months, it was largely thanks to demand from ventilators, which it made about 150,000 of those since the start of this year, and that's due to the coronavirus. Not including that, its sleep apnea business, which is also quite an important part of the organisation, has not been doing as well. And I guess with the pandemic being a focus, people aren't necessarily thinking of getting a good night's sleep at the moment with sleep apnea masks. So demand there has been a little on the soft side. Centre Group was one of the worst in the property sector. The reason seemed to be an announcement today that it's going to cut the value of its property portfolio by about 10%, and that's due to the coronavirus and the fact that there's not a lot of foot traffic, and retailers are obviously either delaying, not to pay rent and lease at the moment as well. So Centre Group shares down about 2.5%. We also heard from Village Roadshow today, which was down 1.5%. All of its Queensland theme parks are open at the moment, but at reduced capacity. Most visitors as well, obviously locals from Queensland, since borders are essentially closed to other states. Its cinemas in Metro Melbourne are closed as well due to the Stage 4 restrictions, which have now kicked in. And it still is in talks with a private equity firm called BGH Capital, which is interested in buying the group. But it's now extended the deadline for these exclusive talks 4 times now in the last few months. Lovisa, the jewellery group, down about 1% today. It's down 50% in 2020. And today it said it's to close 30 Melbourne stores from today due to the Metro Melbourne Stage 4 restrictions as well. So far this week, we've heard from other companies like JB Hi-Fi, like Woolies, Wesfarmers, that have also announced certain closures to properties. Now, no economic news was out today in Australia, but there will be some things to watch tonight from the Bank of England's meeting on interest rates, where they're likely to keep rates on hold at 0.1%. We also have some figures on weekly job cuts out of the US, and probably what will receive most attention in America will be a weekly read on the number of people filing to receive unemployment benefits for the very first time. So watch for that at around 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Aussie dollar finally just above 72 US, so that's the best levels in approximately 15 months.